Major League Baseball draft took place yesterday. Everyone thought the Tigers were going to go after this particular shortstop because we have a need there.
Right.
It's said to be established as far as a good hitting shortstop out of college, but lo and behold, the Tigers dipped into a high school player, which happens.
Yeah, it does. Yep, yep.
And remember this name, Jackson Jobe.
Wow.
Jackson Jobe, the future. When will that future arrive? Hey, listening to the way that this kid's being touted by scouts, do you think it might be sooner than later?
Yeah. Oh, so he won't spend a lot of time in the farm club?
Well, he'll spend time there. It's just a matter of,
usually they do, yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah, he's got to build up his arm strength, I'm assuming. Yeah.
18 years old, 6'2", 190 pounds. And he throws mid-90s fastball, I understand?
Yeah. Mm.
That's an 18-year-old?
Right.
That could put you into a starting rotation throwing that fast.
Yeah.
And apparently he has a great command of his other pitches, too. Curveball, slider, things like that. He plays for an elite team in Oklahoma. By the way, you're hearing some of the... I heard you in your sports. From Heritage High School.
Yeah, right.
Not that one.
Yeah.
That
caught my attention for a minute until I found out it was another state.
Well, there are many fine players playing for Heritage High School. And some have gone on, actually, some they potentially could have. A future pro careers. This is the guy the Tigers tabbed. Let's see. In 10 games this year, 51 innings, 15 hits, one earned run in 50 innings, 122 strikeouts, and just 5 walks.
Whoa.
Again, it's high school.
Yeah.
He's not facing major league hitters, but still to dominate in high school like that, that's what's got the Tigers' attention. And for the scouts to talk about how well he throws and command of his pitches.
I think he'd probably get a couple innings out of him in the middle relief or something.
Tigers could have used him yesterday.
Yeah.
Could use anybody.
Oh, yesterday. It wasn't that a shame? A young man gets his first grand slam in his major league baseball career, and then they turn around and lose it.
Yeah, to give a lead in the top of the ninth after blowing a lead. Oh. It was a storybook. This Tigers just, you know, the starting pitching seems to be decent, especially some of the youngsters. It's the bullpen right now that is the problem. We just don't have all the arms in the bullpen.
Right. No, still dark times within the Tigers organization. And I don't know. When it comes to the baseball draft, I don't know. I really don't know much. It's not like the football draft that I follow a little bit closer. Who knows? I guess we'll see. It seems like, though, the reason why the Tigers and the two teams above them, was that the Pirates and the Rangers?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The reason why they didn't take this highly touted shortstop is, the rumor is that, those teams didn't want to pay for him because they know that he's going to be such a good player, so they want to pay for him. Mm. Well, I hope that's not exactly the case with Detroit, but we'll see. Maybe that's why they went and got these young pitchers. You can never have enough pitchers. I'll say that.
Right.
True.
And but I think Tiger fans are expecting the team that if they didn't draft this young shortstop to go out and get a shortstop in free agency.
An established shortstop.
An established shortstop.
Step right in and play.
Yes. A good shortstop.
To solidify that infield. Yeah.
Right. They really need that. And maybe to ensure you don't lose the fan base, I think they have to start spending some money. Can't be doing this anymore on the cheap. However, we'll see how this Jackson Jobe does. And then they got this other pitcher, 32nd overall. And, he's highly touted, too, so from the University of Texas. So we'll see.
We'll see if...
We will see. That's how it always is.
Another name to remember. I'll make sure I have his right name. Ty Madden.
Ty Madden.
You know, we had a guy named Ty once. He turned out pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He's all right. Okay.
We'll see.
He's fine.
Going back to Jackson Jobe, his dad, Brant Jobe, professional golfer.
Yes.
Who, I guess he made his mark more on the foreign tours, but in his own right has racked up $14 million in golf winnings over his career.
Oh, that's rather nice.
And the big thing, I think this is key, he relied on his dad, I guess, in conversations. His dad was able to talk to him about the mental aspects of being a professional. You know, sometimes you have the physical aspects, great, but man, you know, those mental aspects can kill you.
Yeah, it's all in your head, yeah.
Yeah, in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to hear where he'll end up and how he'll end up. Who knows? Cool to hear. You know, the All-Star break is happening now.
Yeah.
And the game is tomorrow. It's part of the All-Star festivities over the weekend. The Futures game was held. And two Tigers, Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, were invited to play, and both played very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Green had a couple of hits. Torkelson had another hit and a walk. Green made a spectacular catch. And so they did themselves very proud. We're hoping to hear those guys' names into the lineup in Detroit sometime in the near future. Some say even maybe later on this year when the call-ups happen. You know,
yeah.
At least to get a taste.
Yeah, probably Green. Yeah. Torkelson might be
a year away.
Yeah.
I know, it's always future, and you can never count on. Prospect is one thing, reality is another. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, how often do we say, look at this guy who was taken 32nd overall or undrafted and turns out to be the phenom instead of the number one pick.
That's true, right. But I still am holding the Tigers to it, though, that they've got to get an established shortstop. You've got to prove, the Ilitch family has to prove to its fans, to their fans, that they are willing to pay here to make this a better ball club.
I hear you saying someone's dropping the ball at shortstop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a position that...
they really do need it.
Are they rotating people
in
and out there?
Yeah. They've just not found anyone who can just establish themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, we haven't had an established shortstop since Alan Trammell, really.
Right. I mean, I would say Jose Iglesias was pretty decent.
He was good.
He was decent. But yeah, Trammell, of course.
They didn't, you know...
Yeah, it was the creme de la creme. No doubt about it.
Tiger fans, Ron, we be rewarded for our patience.
let me just quickly say, we are just 2.5 weeks away from the Detroit Lions reporting for training camp.
Oh, my gosh.
2.5 weeks away.
17 weeks away from winter.
Boy.
Well, wow.
He's always wanting to be looking ahead.
And how many days until Christmas?